He is back. He is hyped. His head is huge. He is functionally illiterate. He owns a car wash. He's building a dog wash adjacent to his car wash. And he pulls a full-time check working here while only actually working one day a week. Must be nice. Time for Big Head Bets with James Kelly. What's up, Head? How you living? Wait, don't answer. Based on what I just laid out, pretty damn well, I would imagine. Yeah?
Yes, the energy was great. Life's great until Justin Thomas just hit me with a big fat 9-iron. So I was fantastic about 10 minutes ago. But I'm still good, Jim. I'm still
good.
Lay
it out. What happened, dude?
I was all over JT in his odds at like plus 500. But now he's tied Rory McIlroy for the lead at the PGA Championship right now. He just jammed my odds horribly. So we're trying to figure something out here, but we'll have something.
You got to bounce back, dude. You got to bounce back. You got to be flexible. All right, so let's do this. I don't need to explain what this is by now. They know what you're about. Bouncing back, being resilient, getting down, and getting people paid because you are a big-headed savant. Let's do this. Clones, get your crayons out. Mavericks v. Warriors, game two. The Warriors, let's start right there. They did a tremendous job of locking up Luka. Safe to assume he's not going to go minus 30 yet again in this series. I know they lost game one in their previous series, Head. They're on the road, but I think it's a must-win for the Mavericks myself. I do not see them beating this Golden State squad that's peaking at the right time four times in five games. What is the number that you're looking at, and how are you playing game two?
The number is Golden State minus six to your Luka bounce back point, Jim. He should be great tonight. Nobody in NBA playoff history bounces back better on offense than Luka does. Dude averages 34.3 points a game after a playoff L. That's better than MJ. That's better than the non-angry logo for best of all time, Jim. But I'm still riding with Golden State here and laying the 6 points. Golden State is so balanced. They have playmakers, shot makers, and better passers than Phoenix did. And their defense, they have multiple guys they could throw at Luka plus multiple looks.
Luka.
Also, against the spread numbers, Golden State is at its best as a home team here, and Dallas is at its worst actually as a road dog. Overall, the Mavericks are the third best team in the NBA against the spread, Jim. But here as an away underdog, they are 10-19 on the season, hitting at 34% rate. Six isn't a great number, but considering one playoff game in the last 13 have been decided by six or less, let's go Warriors minus 6 points here.
Interesting. I was going to say, I know you, Head, and I know you don't like that number, but you make a strong case. Six is a big number. All right, so big. Golden State, big. Golden State minus six. All right, let's talk some horse racing. After seeing the long shot Rich Strike go off at 80-1 and shock the world, you probably have a bunch of casual fans looking to hit the Preakness, looking to see if he can do it again. But to the disappointment of many of those same casual fans, they're not going to run that horse back here. Instead, they're going to choose to wait for the upcoming Belmont Stakes. What that means is the Preakness, if you don't know horse racing or you don't follow this thing, it's going to look very, very different than the Derby. You're going to have a much smaller field and a heavy favorite in Epicenter. The question then is, Head, don't take it the wrong way, don't take it personally, but are you going to be a chalky, big-headed little bitch, or are you going to try to beat the favorite?
It would be easy to be a chalky, big-headed bitch here, Jim.
Little bitch here.
But because Epicenter is a damn good horse, but let's not be. Let's take some shots here. Early voting at plus 450. I like him. He's only ran three times. He won his first two races and then set the pace at the Wood Memorial, where he took second after Mo Donegal, a horse I absolutely love, ran him down in the stretch, but he's rested here after skipping the Derby, and his time there was actually outstanding. Let's take him at plus 450 and a mid-long shot, not a Rich Strike long shot, but Creative Minister at plus 1,000. He only has ran three times as well, and he hasn't even ran in a stakes race, but he was very impressive in the mile and a 16th at the Derby weekend at Churchill Downs. His equabase speed figures, which is a big speed figure in horse racing, it was 108, and it's actually the highest among this entire field. You could get him at plus 1,000, so let's take two shots here. Early voting plus 450. Creative Minister plus 1,000.
I actually use that speed figure whenever I see one of our horses run. Equibase, you mean?
Yeah, Equibase.
108's a big number. That big is a number. Big number. I like that number.
Yeah.
All right, so common question here is, yes, the head kills it in the NFL, but does he really know anything else? And the answer is yes. We do multiple sports every single week in this segment, and we do pretty well talking pretty much any sport we talk about, including golf. Now, you did start, and you were kind of butthurt and put off about how JT did you wrong by playing well, but you've done really well in golf, especially in the majors, so let's hit the PGA Championship nonetheless. Obvious storylines. Hefty did not show his face. Given how taxing it is on the guy, I'm not really sure why Tiger showed his face, but we're here to talk about who we can make some money off of. I know you're upset about JT. How are you approaching what's left of it?
Yeah, because JT was just at plus 500. Now he's at plus 300, so I would only be able to use him as a hedge. So first off, Rory is the favorite at plus 300. JT is plus 320, so JT is now the second person. So if I want to take a hedge here, because I do love Justin Thomas, and remember, the weather conditions will change this weekend in Tulsa. It's going to be very, very windy. Justin Thomas usually plays very good, so I love Justin Thomas. Well, good. Well, damn it, I messed that up again.
Every time, dude.
Every single time.
Keep going,
Jim.
Sorry, you are consistently illiterate. Go ahead.
I'll take Justin Thomas still at plus 320 and only one hedge. I'm going to hedge with Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith, let me see his number on my DraftKings app right now. Plus 1,200. He's won two tournaments this year. Tied for third at the Masters. He hasn't teed off yet, but he is a few shots back. So let's going to go two people. JT at plus 320 and Cameron Smith at plus 1,200.
All right, so sidebar, do you think that Rory was playing really well coming in. Rory is a very short number right now. Is Rory going to go Rory and find a way to choke? Or is he going to get it done?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Choking. Three more rounds of golf here. Weather conditions. Only tied with JT are one shot ahead of him. I think he's going to choke. I don't think he's going to get it done. But he has been playing great, too, lately. So, maybe. I mean, he should, right? I mean, he should finish here. So.
He should, but it's been a long time. All right, so listen, Head, I want to shout out to your biggest personal fan. And no, it's not me. Okay. Far from it. Your biggest fan is Bella B.
Love
she loves, and she loves you. She loves big head bets, and she loves when I
really
taw hockey. So let's taw some hockey. Do you care to hit any puck on the way out the door?
Yeah, we'll hit some puck tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, she's a Calgary and Toronto fan. I'll take her Flames tonight, Jim, in game two in the Battle of Alberta.
Battle. What did you just do to that word, dude?
Battle. Battle.
Okay.
Battle.
Go ahead.
Of Alberta on the money line. Flames. So, first game, 15 goals were scored. It was the most
Battle Hawks.
It was the most goals in a playoff game since 1993. 9-6, the Flames won. I'm still going to go the Flames here. This is like a Golden State v. Dallas thing. They are the better team, but Edmonton has Luka and Connor McDavid. But let's go Flames minus 175 on the money line. And let's go Rangers plus 150 against Carolina tonight. They let game one get away after dominating the first two periods, but it should be a very low-scoring series. You have two teams that had the lowest goals against per game average in the entire NHL playing here. Rangers got to be better on the faceoffs and the power play. Maybe they could draw some more penalties. Let's go New York Rangers plus 150.
All right, so there is a ton of content that we just ran through. And before I let you go, I will have you recap it. But two things really quickly. I want to ask you about this. We don't get into this on air, but you've had a lot of success off air betting in game. It's not something that I've done a lot of, but it's becoming very prominent, obviously, in the genre. Let me ask you something. If you're watching, like, these bets you feel strongly about, but if you see something change within a game, will you change your bet or adjust accordingly within the game? And maybe can you float that out on Twitter to the clones so they can benefit from that as well? Have you thought about that?
I could probably float some of my in-game out to the clones more than I do because I never do. I could do that. But usually the games that I do bet, sometimes I'll double down on them. A lot of times if I don't like it before tip-off or, you know, ball is thrown up in the air in the NBA, I'll play in-game there. Like last night I played at Boston at plus 2.5 in-game. Usually I love in-game for NBA playoffs, but the last, like I said earlier, the 13 games, there's been an average of 22.4 points per game that the teams won by.
So brutal.
In-game, yes, in-game has beat me a little bit there, but overall, usually I love playing that, but yeah, I could throw some stuff.
Right, so do that,
Sure.
Try that. Let's see if that works. And maybe just a bone or two in game. Clones, follow the big head on Twitter to watch his live betting decisions. And also, how about a prop bet? The number, the over under on dogs you can wash the first day you open up that dog wash. And where are we in terms of the construction of the dog wash?
Waiting on the electrician still. Waiting on the electrician.
Waiting on the electrician still. Of course, dude. Everybody's got a story about a dog wash contractor that screwed them. I'm sure you're no different. All right, dude, really quickly, top to bottom, don't get in over your skis, run it back. What are you hitting, and how are we going to get paid this weekend?
All right, tonight, Golden State -6 against Dallas, game two of the Western Conference Finals. Preakness Stakes tomorrow, early voting +450 and Creative Minister +1,000. PGA, JT, Justin Thomas +320, Cameron Smith +1,200. And tonight in the NHL on the money line, Calgary -170 and the New York Rangers +150.
The big head, James Kelly. Nice job, head. Have a great weekend. Let's get some money.
Thanks, Jim.
The big head. Big head bets. Every single Friday. It's free for now. How is that unsponsored, and how do we give away such valuable information that you can make money on? And it's free. Premium content. Not only entertaining content, but great analytical content that people are making money on. And we're giving it to you for free every Friday. You're welcome. Nice job, head. Way to go. I love the bed, too. Mav and the fellas are making their return to the big screen soon. In fact, they invited me to the premiere, and I think I'm not going to make it. Unfortunately, I know, right? Chalk's like, are you kidding, dude? That's some Robert Plant stuff right there. How do you not show up for that? I know. I think I'm going to regret it. I think that I'm going to regret it because it's not like I'm not going to see the movie. So why would I not see the premiere? All right, that's the big head, James Kelly, every single Friday and then sometimes within the week itself. And listen, James Kelly and I, we're always looking for ways to maximize our betting angles, our betting content, and to blow this thing out and expand it. So if I were you, I would keep getting it for free while you can and enjoy it. Or maybe it always will be free to you and it will find a new home. Anyway, I'm proud of that segment, and I'm proud of that illiterate big head, James Kelly.